Hello, everyone. My name is Marcus, and I am a senior curator here at the City Heritage Museum. Today, I am thrilled to share with you the story of our newest and most exciting acquisition, an incredibly detailed ancient coin that has just gone on display.
Now, when people hear about ancient treasures being unearthed, they usually assume the item was discovered at an important archaeological dig, like an ancient temple site, or perhaps ploughed up in a farmer's field, which actually happens quite frequently around here. However, this particular piece was found in a shallow riverbed by a local man who was simply out walking his dog one Sunday morning.
When the gentleman brought it into the museum, it was coated in centuries of hard, caked mud. Obviously, our conservation team couldn't use harsh chemicals to clean it, as that would strip away the original metal. And even running water can sometimes cause damage to the delicate surfaces of ancient metals. Instead, they spent hours painstakingly removing the dirt using a soft brush, ensuring that the fragile engravings underneath were preserved perfectly.
We initially assumed it had just been dropped in isolation by a careless traveller centuries ago. But a few days later, our archaeologists went back to the exact site to investigate further. They found the remains of what it was originally stored in. It wasn't a wooden box or a leather pouch, as you might logically expect for currency. It was actually a broken clay pot, hidden carefully among the rocks.
What truly makes this coin remarkable, and the reason our patrons are marvelling at it, is the portrait of the emperor on the front. Ancient coins often show very standard features, usually just a generic crown or some curly hair. But this one is highly detailed. Visitors are always amazed that you can clearly see his sharp nose, which gives him a very distinct, severe character. You can practically see his expression.
If you look closely at his clothing, it also tells us something interesting about the climate of the era. He isn't wearing ceremonial armour, which emperors loved to be depicted in, nor is he wearing a traditional light toga. Surprisingly, he is wrapped up tightly in a heavy winter cloak, which strongly suggests the coin was minted during a particularly cold period in the empire's history.
Turning the coin over, the reverse side is just as fascinating. Often, imperial coins depict a grand sailing ship to show off naval power, or a drawn sword to represent military might and conquest. Yet this one features a beautifully engraved running horse, a symbol usually associated with freedom and the rapid delivery of news across the empire.
Because of its immense historical value and its astonishing condition, security is obviously a major priority for us. We considered putting it in our central glass case with the rest of the historical currency, or hooking it up to a brand new laser alarm system in the main hall, but we ultimately decided to house it in a reinforced steel cabinet with specialized magnifying viewing windows so people can safely see the details.
Before we officially opened the exhibit to the public, we invited some specialists to view it privately. I originally wanted to show it to some university students doing archaeology, and the local historians were absolutely desperate to get a look at it too. But the very first people we allowed to examine it were a team of art experts who were stunned by the incredible level of craftsmanship. To celebrate the coin's arrival, our museum shop has produced some special souvenirs. We decided against the usual printed posters or cheap plastic keyrings. Instead, we commissioned a local jeweler to create high-quality silver replicas that visitors can buy and take home as a proper keepsake.
This extraordinary coin will serve as the centerpiece of our next major exhibition opening in the autumn. While previous exhibitions here have focused heavily on ancient wars or the endless scandals of royal families, this time we want to highlight everyday trade and explore how money connected ordinary citizens across the ancient world. I do hope you will all come back to see it.